Blog Talk Radio.
This podcast has been brought to you by Dimples and Diamonds Women's Empowerment Community. Visit www.dimplesanddiamonds.org to join the movement.
Open the top to the jewelry box. I am Kay Jeweler.
And I am Mrs. ASF.
And tonight's episode is entitled Watch Your Mouth. Yes. We are talking about that pink tornado. The Bible calls it a little member, a little minute thing that can do major damage.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about the tongue. And on tonight's episode, we have our guest co-host. She's back, y'all.
Yay.
Yay. Hey, Carmel.
Yes. Hey, girl.
Hey. It is Carmel Moore. Yes.
I missed you guys too.
Yes. So, yeah, y'all know. I'm just going to introduce y'all for those who may not know who she is. She is Carmel Moore. She is from Carmel & Company, a lifestyle blogger and photographer, and also a Dimples and Diamonds branding consultant. So y'all give her a hand and welcome her to the Jewelry Box Podcast. Yes.
Thank you, ladies. Happy to be back.
So, yes. So, listen, I guess we're going to dive right into this thing, talking about these the tongue and the mm-hmm. and the major damage that it can do. You know, a lot of times we in the church they talk about the word curses that people can speak over your life, you know, maybe like mm-hmm. prophecies that you may get or things that people speak into your life that have an ill effect or that can have an ill effect on your life. But little do we, you know, talk about the word curses that we speak over our own lives, the negativity that we speak over ourselves that can cause failure and, you know, loss and
right.
What else?
Grief.
Yes.
Misery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things.
All
of those things. Because of the things that we have said. So that's what we're going to dive in tonight. We're going to talk about that, you know, life and death in the power of the tongue. And the Bible says that those that love it eat the fruit thereof. So, again, we have what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Let me say it again. We have what we say. So be careful. Like that one saying goes, be careful what you wish for, but be careful what you ask for.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So let's talk about it.
Let's talk.
So listen.
I think I didn't ask for some things that I really ain't know what I was asking for till I got it. I was like, ooh, Jesus. You can get this back. I ain't mean the Lord. Mm-mm. You could come. Mm-mm. A refund,
oh, yeah.
A return.
Yes. Do y'all have a customer service return department in heaven, Lord? Do you have it? Because I'm sorry.
Not
I didn't know what I was.
Not
I didn't know.
$200. Okay.
I did not know, Lord. I thought this was what
know.
I wanted. I thought it, but hey, I didn't know. Lord, you know what's better for me.
Oh, listen. Whatever is in your that prayer changed so fast, girl. I start praying
but
for what
listen,
I wanted,
though.
And I start praying for God's will.
Right. Because listen, sometimes even if it's not in your best interest, you know, he'll give you what you ask for, simply
yes.
because you ask
oh,
for
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. You know, mm-hmm. simply because you ask for it. And like
so
you said, sometimes
see.
we just so you can see.
And then so you can come back and be like, God, I'm sorry. Let me get in alignment.
Please.
You know, let me get myself right. Get myself right. And get on right in alignment, Lord. I'm sorry. Whatever your will is, God, I ain't going to do that no more. I'm sorry.
No more. Lesson learned.
Okay. Think before you speak. That's it. That's it. I know the example that I thought about for my own self was during the time that I was with the children's father. We were together for 8 years, and I had 3 kids by him. And, you know, when that situation ended, I was really broken by it. And I just began to look at men in a negative light. And I could not see myself in a relationship anymore. Again, with another man, I could not, that I was going to go play for another team, but I just could not see myself with another man. Mm-hmm. I didn't want another man in my house. I didn't want another man around my kids. And I was like, I never get married again. I'm not doing this no more. Mm. I'm not.
Wow.
And so, in hindsight, I did not get into another serious relationship until about 5 or 6 years after that one ended. And so I think by me inadvertently speaking that over my life, the gentleman that I met in between times that I met my husband, those relationships were not fruitful at all. And I believe it was because of the things that I had spoken over my life, by saying that I could never see myself getting married again. I didn't want another man in my house. I didn't want another man in my bed. I didn't want another man using my toilet. I said that. I did not want to be bothered with another man, not knowing that we not made to, did not make us or make man to be alone. So, because that one relationship worked out doesn't necessarily mean that there wasn't out there a man out there specifically tailored for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then when I opened up my heart and said, you know what, I'm ready to love again. I do want to be in a committed relationship again. Then walked into my life this tall, dark, chocolate man.
Ma'am.
Became my husband.
Are we talking Hershey's or Godiva?
Godiva. Y'all know I love Godiva. What you say, Ashley, about Godiva?
She's the only member of the frequent bias program. I ain't know they had this program, but the camera go to the register and give them their number. Child, she get all the discounts, honey. She
and
loves
all the free
Godiva. All the free stuff. I said, what?
Yes, boy.
They got a club in Godiva? I understand, child.
So I think
on the flip side of that, I think Lord, just send me a man, Jesus.
Lord. Not what kind.
Yeah.
Listen, there was no specificity on that. I was not, no details, no description, no nothing. See me, man, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
He sent me one, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I sent that thing right back so fast. Like, Lord, please.
Lord, have mercy.
Please come get him up about my life real fast. I can't even.
That is a mess. But she had the return policy.
Yes. Did you? I hope you kept your receipt, girl.
Girl, listen.
I don't even think she wanted
the receipt, the packaging, everything in the trash. Everything. No, honey. Everything got to go, honey. But that tongue is powerful, sis.
It is. It is. It is.
That tongue is powerful.
Yes,
what say you, Carmen?
Well, in my experience, I think for me growing up, my mom, she had a lot of power over me as a young woman, teenager. She would say things that were, that I took negatively. She wasn't very, she didn't have a lot of positive things to say. And so those words, I began to believe or feel that I was those things, that I wasn't smart enough to go to a 4-year college and I needed to go straight to community college. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it was is that you're not good enough or you're not smart enough. And so those words were very powerful. And I
it affected my self-esteem, not just that, but other things, you know, just in general that I heard growing up. So, you know, the whole watch your mouth, I think you also have to take into consideration as mothers or husbands or fathers or anything like that, how what you say can impact, especially if it's not very positive, how it can impact someone else, like your child, right, or, you know, your spouse and things like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We just have to, that goes with that whole thing about, you know, watch your mouth. You know, it's not necessarily the negative things that we speak over our own lives. When we become mm-hmm. parents and we have children that we are responsible for, you know, we're responsible for everything that involves that child. You know, God gives us mm-hmm. gives us that gift for entrust us enough to give us a child that we have stewardship over for 18 years of their life. And the things that you say to and around those children have an effect on the children. So we have Definitely. To be careful. We have to be very careful of the things that we say, because it will stick mm-hmm. With the child for the remainder, you know, of their lives, and it can affect them when they get into their adulthood.
Adults. You know, it took mm-hmm. me years to get to the point where I could even recognize that I was even taking on some of those traits, where I would be kind of like a negative Nancy. People had to point out to me, like, that's kind of a pessimistic outlook or something to say, and you know, you have to be careful, be mindful out there, because you will meet that. And I had to, you know, learn how to say, oh, maybe I should not say things in this way, maybe I shouldn't think like that, because you know, a lot of times it does, what you put out there come back to you in some manner. So with even with my own children, I make it a point to be very mindful of, you know, the words I say to them.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so I got another little pointer here that I want to make. But before I get into that, Miss Ashley, Miss ASF.
Yes.
Tell the people how to find us.
Yes, so this Dimples and Diamonds Women Empowerment Community can be found on our website. You can visit us at www.dimplesndiamonds.org. You can go to Facebook. In your search bar, type in Dimples, the letter N, Diamonds. We're also on Instagram. Come see us on the gram. Dimples_N_Diamonds. Connect with us, follow us, interact with us. We would love to have you. Say hi.
Yes, come say hi. Most definitely. Check us out on Instagram. We have a retreat that's coming up, and we've got a couple of sponsors that help to help us to spread the mission to spread sparkle one city at a time. So go over there, check us out, check out the our sponsors, and take a looky-loo at their pages.
Yes.
And get your stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Come
but anywho, so another common mistake of speaking negative over your life is sometimes with situations that we have, and be it, you know, you're about to go out and get a new job or a job interview that's coming up, you want to make a major purchase in your life, or you aspire to change your career field or anything mm-hmm. like that. You know, sometimes we'll say over ourselves or say about the situation, oh, I already know how this is going to turn out.
Guilty as charged.
How you know how it's going to turn out? You haven't done it yet. It
right.
hasn't completed its course. So how do you know how it's going to turn out?
Right.
The thought begins in your mind. You know, the enemy plays tricks on us sometimes. It makes us believe things that, you know, what is it? Not what do true. They call fear? False, what is it?
Something appearing
real. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so that's what the enemy does. It makes us, actually, look at that acronym right there, because I want the people to know what that is.
I'm Googling.
But yeah.
I'm Googling right now.
So
Oh yeah, you know, I ain't got my little, I ain't come through with no Webster's on tonight, so
yeah. I got you a backup.
Look it up. Oh yes, girl, back me up now. But yeah, false evidence appearing real. There it is. Mm-hmm. False evidence appearing real. So that false evidence of you believing you've already played the situation out in your mind.
Right.
You know,
they wrote the story.
Done wrote this story, published the book, and trying to sell it to your own self.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You selling it to your own self, and you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
You made the enemy's trick a bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
Yes.
You and you alone.
Alone. Yep.
But yeah. So, you know, how do we know, you know, how it's going to turn out? You know, you've got to go into a situation with an open mind, an open spirit, and you've got to let God be God. So we're not in control of anything. You know, we just have to sit and allow it to play out the way it's going to play out, and it's going to play out according to how he wants it to play out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I already know how this going to go. No, ma'am. No, you don't.
And then when it go that way, people are like, oh, well, that must have been God's will. Yes, it's permissive will. That wasn't the perfect will.
Yeah, it was permissive.
That was permissive will.
Yeah, that was permissive
will. Washed his hands of you and said, okay.
Or he gave you what you spoke.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, that's a part of that permissive will. Okay, this is what she said. Go back to that whole thing where you talking about, Lord, I just want a man.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me for a man. She didn't tell me what kind, so I'm going to give her what she asked for, because that's what he does.
A bag of trash right on off on her doorstep.
Not trash.
Because, yeah. I mean, he loves us enough to give us, you know, he loves us enough to give us what we want. So, you know, we have to be specific about that thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you already specific in that situation that it was going to turn out negative, and so it ended negative.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Ash, what you got over there?
But you know, on the flip side of that, so funny. In speaking what you want in life, I have a story. So I don't know if everybody has heard this before, but when I met my husband on our first date, he told me I was going to be his wife. And I told him that he was tripping real hard. So I feel like at this point, I can't really say that he's tripping anymore. Like, he spoke this marriage.
You're his wife now.
Listen, I'm a whole wife, and I can't deny
one.
That.
Not
I can't.
A half for the whole.
Not a half, not three quarters. The man said it. He manifested that thing right on out. Oh, and you know what? That's that manifestation. So like you said, speaking, oh, well, I know how this situation going to turn out. You brought that upon yourself. But I feel like I got an example for that one, too. So, Lord, forgive me. This is not a bad story. I just was having a real heart-to-heart moment with Jesus. I was being honest. Because if you can't be honest with Jesus, like, really, who can you be honest with?
Right, who can you be honest with?
So I said, Lord, I was having some issues at work. I said, Lord, you know, I like my job. I like being here. But there are some people that make this environment a little less desirable than most. So I said, Lord, if you would just either move me or these people out this environment, this thing might be all right. And don't you know, them people got a letter, an email the next day. The Lord said, 1 year, that's all you got. You got to get up out of here.
Lord.
Wow.
Girl, look, he worked that thing right on out, didn't he?
Right,
yes,
on
he did.
Out. He heard it.
Right on out the front door.
Right out the front door. I said, Lord, shout out to you for that, because you did that one. It was less than 24 hours, child.
Listen, that's one of them prayers where you be like, Lord, if it ain't for me, God, remove me.
Right.
If I'm supposed to be here, Lord, I removed him.
Okay.
And he took him right on up out of there.
He took him right on out there. I said, all right, Lord, I see you now. I see you working, Jesus.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because look, had you come to God with a defeated mindset about that situation, mm-hmm. and was like, this man been here forever, who am I just coming here, you know, I got to deal with it. So, you know, and then you didn't go to God and pray about it, he probably would have still been there. And you might have been gone. You know what I mean?
Because you know I'd have hit the highway, honey. I can't be with the. I would have had to go.
Look, we know how you do.
I would have had to go. You know, I don't be going back and forth with nobody. I'm just trying to live my best life.
Live my best life, girl. Live your best life, honey.
That is it.
But yes, change your words, you change your world.
Yeah, that's it now.
Yes, change your words and change your world. You know, sometimes what's in our hearts will flow out of our mouths. What did you do after that comment this moment helped you to pull you up out of that?
Okay.
That's pool of negativity.
Yes, that's cool. It's great. A funky, nasty cesspool. Okay. So for me, becoming an adult and getting out on my own and being around other people and them pointing out that I had this negative, pessimistic way of kind of speaking on things and kind of, you know, oh, this won't happen, or, you know, another thing would be where I would say things like, there's a saying and I was about to say but basically if anything can go wrong, it will.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah, so like you know, it and I had that mindset, if it can go wrong, it probably will. And so once I got out on my own and I started like reading self-help books and having more positive people around me and people who were older than me who were more positively minded and they were doing certain things in their life. And, you know, I was in the military and I had someone that was above me in rank, and she was such a strong, positive woman. And I looked up to her and I really took a lot from her. And she was just a very positive, even when things were not going quite the way that, you know, she would want them to go, she just had this outlook. And I know I took a lot from her, and you know, just moving forward, I just started changing my mindset and changing how I spoke. And I went through a divorce and had some repossessions and, you know, a lot of stuff. But I said, hey, you know, I asked God to just bring me to a place, like another place. I left the state I was living in, drove 3 days to get to Georgia from California.
Oh, wow.
About reconnecting with a high school sweetheart. Now we have 2 kids together, and all these things I spoke into existence.
Wow.
That I wanted a fresh start. I wanted, you know, someone I could spend the rest of my life with who would get me and understand me. And here's someone from my past who I reconnected with, and now we're married with kids. He takes good care of my children. Mm-hmm. You know, I went on to get a good job, and, you know, all of these things fell into place, but I changed the way that I thought, and I changed how I spoke, and I spoke into action. Well, I spoke into existence what I wanted to have happen, in action. So that was kind of how I shifted out of that whole situation.
Shift.
Yes, girl.
Yes, Floyd.
That wasn't a blow up. Come on, Tessa.
Okay. Listen.
Yes. Started from nobody, now we here.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl.
Yep. So got the car I wanted, got the house I wanted, you know, got the husband I wanted.
See, look at God.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't speak those negative words anymore, and you know, because what you put out there, it does come back.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
He'll give it to you.
Press down, shaking together, run it
together.
Over.
Run it over.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's spilling over, child.
Okay. Yeah, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Most definitely. But yes, I got a good one here. A good one here. I want to hold this thing because I don't know if you got something over there, Ash. But I think I want to save this one for last. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll just share this one. So I find that a lot of my peers who grew up without their fathers in their homes relate to, or they always say, oh, well, I grew up like this because my daddy wasn't there, or I have daddy issues. And I found myself I guess, placing blame on my daddy issues for what was going on in my relationships. And it wasn't until I had to sit down and really let all of that go, like whatever I was harboring, because if I wasn't going to talk about it, like there was nothing that could be done about the past, you know, nothing at all. The past was gone. So
right.
Instead of harboring that and harnessing it, I was really harnessing it, and I was harnessing it into like negative energy, and that negative energy was spilling over into my relationships, and I had to make a decision, like, am I going to live the rest of my life like this? And once I stopped saying that I had daddy issues, my physical relationship with my father transformed. Like, I stopped expecting things out of him or expecting him to do this or make up for that, and just started accepting him and loving him where he is, because he's always loved me where I was, you know, regardless of whether I got good grades or, you know, went out of school. My dad, you know, your parents always love you. So
right.
From my perspective, our relationship transformed, and I get to call him like we speak every day. It's crazy. Like I went from barely talking to my dad to talking to him every day. And it's such a blessing to be able to see the relationship that him and my husband have. And if I hadn't let all that stuff go, I wouldn't have no husband. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have no relationship.
Right.
Child's life just transformed. And I'm so grateful to God that he placed that in my mind and in my heart, to the awareness of it, you know, to stop speaking that over over my life.
Amen. Amen. Listen, you know, like you said, you know, that the fact that you would speak the daddy issues, or, you know, sometimes like we you know, when you, even in a marriage, you know, you have issues in marriages. Issues come up in all relationships.
Right.
Parental, marital, siblings, whatever.
Right. Yep.
If you constantly speak the word issue, issue meaning problem, you're what's the word that I'm looking?
Manifesting.
Yes, you're manifesting the issues. So you know, you're creating tension by speaking. You know, you are inadvertently creating the tension between yourself and, you know, yourself and your dad, or yourself and your spouse, or yourself and your parents, or yourself and your siblings, by always constantly speaking. So sometimes you have to speak those things as though that they were, even though we're not getting along, even though that there were some issues that me and daddy had in the past with hey, that past is the past.
The past,
you know,
is
me
the
and my
past.
Daddy, we're good. Me and daddy, good.
Yep.
Even though you might have gotten into an argument yesterday, but we good, and we gonna be good. It's gonna be good. All is gonna be well, and you have to speak it, even though it does. You know that may not be the situation at the moment, but you begin to speak it, and it will begin to manifest. You know, and so
right.
Awesome.
Chattanooga's like 10 years.
I know,
ago.
Right?
Listen. So much I've learned over here on this side that I used to be like, Lord.
Look, better late than never.
Yeah, better late than never.
Right.
But, you know. But, yeah. So, you know, we are a women's empowerment community. Dipples and Diamonds is. And, like I said, I have the last little pointer here that I wanted to save. The best for last. What I always hear from women all the time is, I don't get along with women, or I don't do women.
I don't do women.
I don't do women.
I'm just going to raise my hand right now, because I used to say that.
I was about to say, how many of you either of you ever said that, though?
Yes, I've said it years ago. I have said it. But you know what? What made me change was the fact that, okay, I'm a woman. So if I don't do women, since you don't do yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of this stems from, you know, bad relationships, bad friendships. I know we put up a question or posed a question in the Facebook group chat where it was asking about best friends. Do you have a best friend as an adult woman? Do you have a best friend? And if so, why? And so a lot of the answers was, I don't have a best friend. And the why was because of women being jealous or women being catty or women stabbing me in the back, or I've been around some people that didn't have my best interest at heart. So I'd rather deal with men than to deal with women.
Right.
You know, but then, you know, when I came to the realization that that was something that I had to stop saying, is because God allowed me to look at it this way. If I'm feeling that I'm a good friend or a woman that's pure in heart, that wouldn't do the things that to another woman that was done to me, then I have to understand that there are other women out there that are like me too.
Right. Mm. Right.
You know what I mean? That are that way too. But because I've already set in my mind and already spoke the thing of I don't get along with women or I don't do women, then I've already created that invisible barrier that I'm not open to receive friendship when it's staring you right in the face.
Right.
I probably missed out on a whole lot of healthy relationships that were probably beneficial to me at the time because of how I felt about women. And what, you know, by me getting rid of the bad people, you know, the bad eggs that were in my life, and me being open to being receptive to friendship or women being in my life, God has sent some awesome women into my life that we, you know, have relationships that are reciprocal. I have the utmost best interest at heart when it comes to them, and the same is done in return to me. But because you know, the things that I spoke previously about, you know, women, or the fact that I don't do women or didn't do women or whatever, I don't get along with women, you know, I was already speaking, you know, the fact that I was going to create issues when I would say, you know, I don't get along with women. You know, I prolonged and probably delayed some things in my life because of that, because God works through people, you know, connection. He's a spirit, so he can't come down here in the physical to make things happen. So sometimes he uses people. And that one person that I was not open to could have very well been my angel, but because I was looking sideways with a cross eye.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Oh, I'm peeping with one eye open type stuff, then, you know, I missed out. And I know you ladies said that y'all said those things too. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to address, that because we've got to change our verbiage when it comes to that, you know, and I just had to touch on that because of who we are and what we stand for, that's something that's common with our listeners and our audience. And so I wanted to speak on that thing. It's some healthy relationships out here.
That's what makes Dimples and Diamonds so powerful, because you are everything that you're touching on is what you're putting out there with the women's empowerment. And I think that you're doing what you're speaking, and you're speaking what you want to do, and that's just been such a positive thing.
Awesome. Yes. And I'm just, I say it all the time, ever so grateful that God is utilizing me to make an impact, a positive impact, in the lives of women.
Yes, it is.
If y'all want to see this women's empowerment community in person, you can join us on our 2018 Diamond Life Retreat.
Ooh.
How many days, Kay? 4 days.
Listen, girl. You talked about this retreat. They can catch us next year because this year is sold out, honey.
What?
Yeah, we are sold out. Yeah, so they can listen. We are sold out.
That's
so
awesome.
They can they can catch us next year. We're gonna make the announcement next month for the retreat location for 2019. And the only hint that I can give, the only hint that I can give is. Get your passports. That's all I can say.
Let me go look at my safety with my passport.
So tonight has been awesome, y'all. I am so excited. I'm glad we can have Carmen Moore back on the podcast again tonight. I appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. I'm happy that I'm here.
We love having
Yay!
You.
Yeah, we had to throw some confetti up there.
Yes,
but you know, if you guys have been listening to the podcast, you know, I always have to close out with our little diamond nugget to leave you until we get together for conversation on the next time.
The words you speak become the house you live in. I remember when I was going through a custody battle about 9 years ago, the enemy gave me the 1-2 punch the first go around, and I ended up losing primary custody of my 3 children. According to man's law, once a custody case is complete, the judge's decision is set permanent and final. I was hopeless and left with an empty house. At least that is what I began to believe. Proverbs 15:4 says, "The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit." I began to speak things like, "I'm never going to get my children back. I'm worthless as a mother. I have nothing to live for," and even contemplated suicide. One morning, the Lord woke me up with the spirit of prayer and said, "You have to fight." The battle begins not first with your situation, but it begins in your mind. Understand that where the mind goes, the heart will soon follow. I then began to look at the situation with a whole new set of lenses. I had to train myself to speak positive over my life and in the authority that Jesus Christ had given me. I began to speak things as though that they were. My children are coming home. I am an awesome mother. I have everything to live for. I walked through my home in prayer and even began to call out the children's name like they were still living there. We returned to court, and the same judge that set the original order reversed it and admitted that I should have never lost custody to begin with. 1 Peter 3:10 says, "Whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceit." We as women were given the power to produce life, not only to birth life, but to speak life. Proverbs 31:26 says, "She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." In place of speaking from a defeated stance, I began to speak from a place of victory. I allowed the Spirit of the Lord to change my thoughts, which in turn changed my heart, which in turn changed my mind, which in turn changed my speech, which in turn made my house complete and whole again.
Amen. Amen. And that is our diamond nugget for tonight. So, yes, ladies, we definitely have to begin to speak positive things over your life. Understand who you are and whose you are, that you are a daughter of the King. You are of a royal lineage. You have the power that God has given you and the authority in Jesus Christ. That little thing that lives or that sits on the inside of your mouth has so much power. Use it to make a difference, not only in the lives of other people, but use it over your own life. Amen.
Amen. Words to live by.
Yes. It's an awesome podcast, y'all. was good. And I pray that it helps somebody. So, yes, does anybody have anything else to say on tonight before we close out?
Yes.
Oh, y'all.
That's it.
You spoke on it. You spoke on it well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, they don't call me to wrap up queen for nothing.
Okay.
As I wrapped it up. But yeah, so all right. So till next time, ladies, do what y'all do best, and that's keep shining on them. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Hi, my name's Ken, and I own Good Start Packaging in Bedford, New Hampshire. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. And last year, that added up to $36,000 in cash back. That's right, $36,000. Thanks to that, I was able to offer healthcare to my employees. The Spark Cash Card did a lot for my business. Imagine what it could do for yours. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.